Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. And we are live from the TireRack.com studios. Listen up, y'all. Let Express Employment Professionals help hire your next pro. Forget about posting jobs, sifting through resumes, and interviewing unqualified applicants. Instead, move on up to the pros. Go to expresspros.com to find the location near you. That's expresspros.com. Rob, we got a few guests this hour, a lot going on this hour. We got John Mitchell, former reporter and columnist for the Philadelphia Tribune. And Rob, you remember, I covered the NBA with John. He was covering the Washington.
We all know John
Wizards, yep. And I was covering the I don't even remember which team when I met him, but longtime reporter, does a great job. We'll bring him on to talk about the Philadelphia 76ers and other things in the NBA. Maybe other things in Philadelphia. Maybe Doc Rivers. We'll see what we want to talk to John about. Then Randy Mueller follows him, the former NFL executive, who joins us every Tuesday on the Odd Couple during the NFL season. And then, of course, it's Trash Talk, and that's where it's your time to shine. The last segment of the hour, you'll get 30 to 40 seconds to trash anyone or anything in the NBA. So make sure you get your takes ready and hit us up at 877-99 on Fox. But, Rob, the big talk, at least until the firing of Adrian Griffin around the NBA, was the performance of Joel Embiid last night, Rob. Victor Wembanyama steps into the building and Joel Embiid baptizes him into the NBA by putting 70 on him. Now, it wasn't all on Victor, but he went for 70 points, 18 rebounds, 5 dimes, shot 24 of 41 from the floor, 21 of 23 from the line. Victor had 33 when Wembanyama and 7 rebounds, but obviously paled in comparison to what Embiid did, Rob. That's the highest scoring game in the history of the 76ers. And Rob, obviously, you know, Wilt Chamberlain played there, and Allen Iverson played there, and Julius Erving, and Moses Malone, and Charles Barkley all played in Philadelphia. So for Embiid to do that, set that record, Rob, is very impressive. Did you see any – I tell you what, watching that game, man, he unloaded the entire clip. Inside moves, rolling to the basket, post-ups. Of course, the mid-range jumper. Rob, we used to say Patrick Ewing was the best big man jump shooter. Obviously, it's a different game today, so he is not that anymore. But Joel Embiid, his mid-range jump shot, I don't know who shoots it better. And I'm talking about Kevin Durant, Devin Booker. Like, this dude is virtually automatic from the mid-range. He's great. He's great. And so what I'll throw out to you is this. So we'll get to a topic. Is he now, Rob, showing that he's the best player in the NBA?
No way, wow. No how. And so if the harsh. Spurs were smart, what they should have whispered in his ear during that game was postseason, playoffs. Maybe he would have missed some buckets because he ain't automatic when the playoffs start. And that's the issue why I can't say that, Chris. And I'm not the performance. We had the TV on. I'm watching the game. I saw all, you're right, he emptied his bag of tricks and did everything under the sun. Saw a lot of it. The game was out of reach for the most part. And, you know, when he was able to continue to do his thing and get to 70, I'm not so sure I like the picture of him holding up the paper sign like Wilt did when he scored the 100 points. Where he had 70 and holding the ball. Just kind of like it was kind of corny, like trying to recreate it. 70 ain't 100, Chris. Like, it just ain't.
Well,
but anyway.
I'm going to say this, Rob. If he scored 70 in 37 minutes. If he had played 48 minutes, I think he could have came close.
He might have.
I'm not even playing.
He might have, but I'm just saying. Because
he is averaging more points per minute than Wilt Chamberlain averaged the year he scored 100 and averaged 50.
Yeah, but it's easy to score now. There's no doubt about it.
Well, it was easy to score back then, too.
Well, I'm just saying. But we've seen.
When
we've
Wilt
seen,
played, it was easy to score, too.
Yeah, but we've seen an unbelievable ease in scoring points and all these guys. And I'm not taking anything away from him. He did his thing. I just say, when you look at his scoring average, Chris, didn't it go down 10 points in the postseason?
Well, that's where I agree with you.
That's all I'm going to say is, like, if we're going to hold other people and their postseasons against them, and that was the argument made against the Joker about, he can't win another MVP, he didn't play well enough in the playoffs, look at his playoff, blah, blah, playoff, and now we're going to look at Embiid and go, he's the best player in the league. I'm not going to co-sign that.
What I will say, and I'm an MVP voter, he's the MVP right now. I agree with you. I would not say he's better than Jokic. You got to do it in the playoffs. I'm sorry. And it's not even just about winning the championship. Obviously, that's what you want. And we will harp on it.
You can't be 10 points off your scoring average,
right,
Chris.
Last year, Rob, his scoring average in the playoffs dropped from 33 a game to 24. His field goal percentage dropped from 55% to 43. You can't have it. And part of Embiid's problem, I don't know. Now, we'll see. Time will go on. I think others and myself have given him the benefit of the doubt in that I don't think it's melting down. Like, James Harden, Rob, I think there's something mental that in some big moments he tightens up. I don't think that's the issue with Embiid. I don't think. But I think what it is, Rob, every postseason it seems like he's banged up. He might play, but he'll generally miss a game or two, and then he'll play. And when he plays, he's still hindered and hampered. And that's been his problem. But if, you know, we'll have to see. Maybe it is a mental block or tightening up or something, as we've seen with other players. But you're right. Like, he has to deliver in the playoffs. And it's interesting, Rob, because Brendan Haywood, who former player who was calling the game last night, did a really good job and does a good job commentating. But he made a good point, an interesting point. He said he thinks these Sixers are a lot like the Nuggets in these ways. As you said, Rob, last year the Joker, before they won the championship, everybody, we can't give him the MVP. To your point, they were kind of criticizing him for getting the two because he hadn't really done much,
right,
relatively speaking, in the playoffs. And that's one thing. Obviously, Embiid's in that boat. Secondly, Rob, the next to the Joker, their second guy is Jamal Murray, a combo guard who's a scorer, but not yet like a perennial all-star. Well, who's the second guy in Philly? Tyrese Maxey, a combo guard who's a scorer, not yet really a perennial all-star. They had Aaron Gordon or Michael Porter Jr. as the third guy. They got Tobias Harris in Philly. Both had depth, like both well coached. Like, there's some similarities. And I tell you what, Philly, we haven't made our picks or anything for the playoffs and anything yet, but I'm telling you, man, they're for real. Embiid looks like he's on a mission. I get it. If a lot of people are like, I'll believe it when I see it, that's fair. But Rob, he looks different. His game doesn't look as, I used to say, and I don't mean this as a knock, but I felt he had like a lazy game, just his body language, his movements. It just looked lethargic, even as effective as he was. Doesn't look as much that way anymore. Maybe he's in better shape, better health, but he is balling out. And 36 points a game, Rob. 11 and a half rebounds. Getting to the line 12 times a night.
Yeah, but see, here's the problem, though, where Denver was able to do what it did in the West to get there. I'm not so sure even Embiid with what he's doing is good enough to get them where they need to get to out of the East. And that's the difference. With his numbers, I still look at them, Chris, behind Boston, behind Milwaukee, and I'm not going to say the Heat. I would say behind those two teams.
The Heat have improved. The Heat,
I know, but I'm not going to say the Heat, even though they made it to the finals. I still would say they're the third best team out of the East, and that's with Embiid playing like that. So, I get it. I'm not knocking him for what he's doing, but he could do all that and still not make it to the finals.
No, they got a shot, though. I think they look better than Milwaukee right now. Now, what I want to see, and Nurse has done a good job of getting him inside a little more than in the past. I've always harped on I like to see him a little more inside. I mean, I don't want to take away his perimeter game because it's so good. But he's like, when you talk about playing a Boston, he's going to have to punish them inside because they can trade jumpers with you. So he's going to have to like get guys in foul trouble. He's going to have to get to the line an exorbitant amount of times and really, work them inside because I don't think just, exchanging jumpers with them is necessarily the way to beat Boston. And to be honest, he's going to have to try to do that against Milwaukee as well and Miami. I mean, that just should be a bigger part of his game, and it's getting there. So, but the dude is fantastic. I mean, he is. His game is. Whew. All right. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got our man John Mitchell coming up to talk about Embiid. That's next. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right. It is the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker live from the TireRack.com studios. And listen, folks, take the mystery out of the meat aisle with GoodRanchers.com. Enjoy 100% American steakhouse quality meat and seafood delivered straight to your door. Support local farms and enjoy $20 off plus free shipping with this code, America. GoodRanchers.com, code America. American meat delivered to you. Our next guest, longtime friend of mine and Rob's, great columnist, reporter, used to write for the Philadelphia Tribune, friend of the show. We welcome in John Mitchell. John, what up, brother?
Chris, Rob, what's happening, fellas? Good to hear your voices.
Same
yeah,
here, bro.
Man. Great to have you on. Great to have you on. And let's get right to it. There's a lot to talk about Philadelphia sports. So we might take you beyond Joel Embiid.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But let's start there, man. What'd you make that performance last night to be the all-time leading scorer in a single game in a franchise that had Wilt Chamberlain, Julius Erving, Allen Iverson,
right.
Charles Barkley, Moses Malone, Hal Greer, I mean, we could go on and on. This dude, man, he's playing way better than he did last year when he won the MVP.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, that organization's been around for 70-some-odd years, and Chris, you rattled off the names of the legends. And for him to put his name, I mean, you know, you're always hearing Wilt Chamberlain's name in some comparison, in some statistical anomaly. And for him to put up 70 points the way he did. And you know, we're just watching the game. He did it so effortlessly. It seems so effortlessly. You know,
right.
the mid-range looks like Reggie Miller's mid-range. And, you know, he was banging down low, which, you know, in Philly, people want to see more of that.
Yep.
He's kind of, yeah. So it was very fun to watch. Fun game to watch, and where's his ceiling? You know, his ceiling's tied to his health.
Yeah,
absolutely,
doubt.
And we know his health history. Let's go here though. A coach who was in Philadelphia now is being rumored to maybe be the new coach of the Milwaukee Bucks, Doc Rivers. Just how surprised? I know he was a consultant already up there for the Bucks, but how surprised are you that Doc is possibly getting yet another opportunity when things didn't turn out well in Philly, didn't turn out well with the Clippers? It's like a pattern going on here.
Yeah, I was surprised to hear that. I thought, you know, Doc was going to settle behind a microphone where I think he's dynamic. I think he's a great broadcaster. But apparently, hey, Doc must still have some coaching left to be squeezed out of him. You know, so and that would be interesting because if he goes to Milwaukee and then because he was scapegoated more than anybody for the Sixers' early exit last year, but not having an injured Joel Embiid up to speed, so and an injured just a James Harden. I kind of refer to James Harden as empty calories as a player. I'm just not a fan, but. Yeah, it would be very interesting because I think Doc's old school. Can he appeal to those guys? I mean, nobody saw Griffin getting fired. I didn't see that coming. I mean, granted, they weren't playing well defensively, but I do think Doc apparently has something left in the tank.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting. I mean, like Rob said, it hadn't gone well for him in these other places. But I want to take you back to Embiid. In Philly, what is the feeling of fans? Because like I said, he's playing great. He's probably the MVP right now if he makes the requisite 65 games. But are people like, man, we got to see it in the playoffs? Because Embiid, we all know, has not delivered in the postseason. So are people like looking on, yeah, this is great, but are they a tad bit skeptical or nervous even about what he's going to do in the playoffs?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head, Chris. He, you know, people, it's great to see him do what he's doing, and this is the feeling of Philadelphia. It's great to see him doing these things in January against a team, you know, I mean, there's some teams that are kind of on the traveling cloud show, and San Antonio Spurs are kind of one of them. You know, they, you know, you get them in your arena at night, and you should beat up on them. But people want to see Joel get past the second round. I mean, currently he's the only MVP, and granted, he's not at the end of his career, but he's the only MVP to have never reached the final. And the mindset in Philly is kind of like, well, if you win a second MVP, and granted, he's got to get, you know, meet that 65-game threshold, but if you win a second MVP and then don't get beyond the second round of the playoffs, it looks even worse because you're the only two-time MVP now to not reach the conference finals. So, yeah, I mean, people are enjoying the ride because, you know, the James Harden situation came on the heels of the Ben Simmons situation. You know, two ugly situations that kind of, you know, you thought would set the franchise back. And anytime you get a number one pick like Ben Simmons and he doesn't produce, you set the franchise back.
Right.
But for them to be playing the way they're playing, people are thrilled. But again, it's January.
Let me say this about the franchise being set back, even in those circumstances. They should have won a championship by now. So I think the franchise has been set back. Like playing well in January, winning games. But they should have had whenever we were told to trust the process. Mm-hmm. That was about winning a championship, wasn't it? I mean, if these years come and go, and the James Harden and these all these other things that blew up in their face don't happen, and they don't get a championship, it will have been a waste of time, won't it?
Absolutely, Rob. It will have all been for naught. I mean, Philly fans were tortured through some of those games and through some of those teams in 2014, 2015, just horrific teams.
Right.
And really, the only player they got out of the process was Joel. And if you recall, that year they wanted Wiggins that year. Had they had the number one pick that year, they would have taken Wiggins, would have missed the boat completely.
Let's go to the Eagles. Obviously, an incredibly disappointing finish for them. What are people feeling about Jalen Hurts? I mean, they gave Carson Wentz the big contract after one year, and he fell apart. Jalen had a terrific season last year, not quite as good this year. Are people fearful that this could be the same type of thing, or do they still have confidence in Hurts?
Well, naturally they are, Chris. You know, I mean, that team started 10-1, and they went in. I mean, after losses, Arizona flies three time zones and has nothing to play for and beats them senseless.
Right.
You know, a backup Tyrod Taylor handles them when they're still actually playing for the NFC East championship. A lot of that now, it's supposed to utter collapse, and a lot of that is now falling. You know, Jalen, hey, he threw six picks last year, was an MVP candidate. This year he threw 15 picks, turned the ball over. And it looks like they're going to stick with Nick Sirianni, who I thought should have gotten the boot. You know, for that team to be playing as poorly as it played at the end of the season, he shouldn't be around.
They booting his coordinators instead, right?
Yeah. So they'll. I mean, you know, you've got to get some solid coordinators. They shot themselves in the foot. They got away from the running game. And Jalen, let's be honest. You know, Jalen's kind of a sacred cow in some parts, but Jalen regressed. You know, he is as responsible as anybody else for where they wound up.
No doubt.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Anybody who tells you that's not the case isn't really looking at what's happened last year. He definitely regressed some. Not saying he's a bum or anything.
John Mitchell. Great stuff, John, man. Great catching up with you, brother.
Thank you.
Always.
All right, bro. Randy Mueller is next. But first, Kevin Wired with the update. Kev.
Yeah, we got some NBA action for you. But first, the big news in the association today. Adrian Griffin getting fired by the Milwaukee Bucks after he spent just 43 games as the team's head coach. He did go 30-13 in that stretch, but at times the Bucks look like maybe not playing their best basketball, so they're making the change. Doc Rivers emerging reportedly as a serious candidate to become Milwaukee's new head coach. That is according to ESPN. As for the action on the court, they got a good one going on in Indianapolis. Pacers Nuggets all knotted up at 73 points apiece, a little bit under 7 minutes ago in the third quarter. Knicks and Nets in the Battle of the Big Apple, and it's New York leading Brooklyn 50-48. They got about a minute and a half to go before halftime. Pelicans on top of the Jazz 29-21. They've got 2:30 to go in the first quarter. Thunder leading the Trailblazers 26-19. They have a couple minutes to go in the first, and one other game coming up later tonight at the Crypt. It's the Lakers and Clippers, Battle of Los Angeles. That game will tip off at 10 o'clock Eastern time. Earlier today, the Miami Heat acquiring Charlotte Hornets guard Terry Rozier in exchange for guard Kyle Lowry and a protected 2027 first-round draft pick. Cavaliers center Tristan Thompson suspended 25 games without pay by the NBA on Tuesday for violating the league's anti-drug policy after he tested positive for PEDs. In the NFL, NFL Network reporting that Jim Harbaugh in Los Angeles today, he met with the Chargers for a second time, and they made him an extremely strong offer, a deal within striking distance. The Raiders hiring former Chargers general manager Tom Telesco to be their next GM. And the Hall of Fame, the Baseball Hall of Fame, has three new members.
Our second member of the class of 2024 played his entire career with one team, his hometown Minnesota Twins. Joe Mauer became the face of the franchise he grew up watching.
That announcement coming from a MLB Network. So it was Mauer along with Adrian Beltre and Todd Helton getting into the Hall of Fame for the class of 2024. So Mauer getting 76.1% of the votes his first time on the ballot. Adrian Beltre got 95.1% of the ballots cast on his first year of eligibility. And Todd Helton getting in with 79.7% of the votes. This was his sixth year on the ballot. Billy Wagner coming up just short, five votes shy of getting inducted. He had 73.8% of the vote share overall. Longtime manager Jim Leland was also selected for this year's Hall of Fame class by the Contemporary Baseball Era Committee back in December. Back to you guys.
All right, thank you, Kevin. It's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest has theme music. Former NFL Executive of the Year, Fox Sports Radio NFL Analyst, and of course the host of the Football GM Podcast, Randy Mueller joins the Odd Couple. Randy, how are you?
What's up, Randy?
Doing great, guys. What's going on, man?
Hey, Randy, it's getting so easy to get into the Baseball Hall of Fame. I think you're getting in next year.
Well, I deserve it. It's about time.
My goodness gracious. I'm just saying.
Right. Randy, let's start in Buffalo. Obviously a disappointing loss there. They need to make some changes. They keep falling short, and most of the time it seems, to the Chiefs. What changes do you think they need to make? And maybe is it a new voice in the building, even though Sean McDermott's done a good job as a head coach?
Well, I think you've hit on a couple things. One thing, they need to get healthy, that's for sure. We kind of know they went through the gambit of injuries. They had a ton of injuries on the defensive side. Having said that, I kind of view Buffalo like this, and I have all year long. I think it's kind of an average roster with a great quarterback. And you can kind of equate it to Peyton Manning back in his days with the Colts. We used to say, boy, I just don't know about this offense, but Peyton carries them. This is kind of the same thing. And I know everybody wants to jump on and get after Josh you know, and blame him for this. I don't see it that way. I think every team in the league, maybe except the Chiefs, would take him and run with it. So I just think they've got to upgrade. They've got a couple older safeties. Their secondary didn't come through. They've got some perimeter offensive pieces that really didn't come through, in my opinion. Scoop, they ran the ball pretty good last week. That's a first in a while. Yeah. They've been better at that the last month. So I think they've got some tweaking to do in the front office with regard to that roster and then make another run at it. But I don't think they have to make extreme changes. I don't think the coach should be moved on. I don't think the message is stale. I think they've got to go back and figure out what exactly we have to do and have a plan to fix it and sell that to everybody within the next month.
Randy, let's go to the Texans, and I'm just curious. So Cleveland had the number one defense, right, statistically. Was it yards or something? What did they lead? I think they barely led Baltimore in some category. But anyway, the Texans score over 40 points in that game. Then they play Baltimore, and they could only muster 3 points on offense. Just tell me about what did you see that they stopped the Ravens do to the Texans, and how good is this Baltimore defense?
Well, I think it was a big stage. It was a step in the right direction for Houston. They had not encountered anything like this, a younger team, especially a quarterback. I think what happened is Baltimore had a lot of answers on defense. This Baltimore defense is really good, and they had a great plan, and it seemed to me like Houston didn't have a counter plan for anything that they did. So that was a struggle for them. I think Houston is headed in the right direction, but you hit on it, Rob. I think the defense, and it's probably going to result in the defensive coordinator getting a head coaching job this year. He's done a really good job. They have really good players on defense, and I kind of think it's their time. To me, there seems to be a process that teams have to go through. They almost have to get knocked down before they get, you know, can push through it again.
Right.
And I think Baltimore is at that stage where they've been knocked down a couple times. They failed in the past as a number one seed. I don't think Lamar has played nearly this good in prior years. So I think they've got a lot of good things going for them on both sides of the ball. But defensively, they're challenging. And it's going to be a great matchup to see what Andy Reid and Mahomes come up with to kind of combat the pressure packages, the sound fundamentals. I think one thing that we got to remember is certain coaches coach hard. They work on fundamentals. They practice hard, even at this point in the season. And it just so happens that in the AFC, Andy Reid, John Harbaugh, they work hard. They still practice. They still work on fundamental things. And it shows at the end of the season.
There's been a lot of talk that Kansas City's kind of solved their offensive problems. Playing all right against Miami, playing well, putting up 27 against Buffalo. Do you feel that way? I mean, I think they faced two injury-depleted defenses.
I'm with you, Chris.
They caught the ball better, but for the most, I'm not so sure that they fixed their offensive problems. Where are you at?
Well, I don't think they've fixed everything, but I do think they've improved. And really, you look no further than the offensive line. They kind of shored that up the last two or three weeks. They've been able to protect better. They've been able to give Mahomes a little more time and vision so things do not seem so cloudy downfield. The receivers still, I think, are a struggle, and I agree with you. I think Rice has improved. Rice has developed. The key for me is Pacheco, the running back. If they can run the ball like they did the last couple weeks, they're going to be in every game. And that's really, it's a testament to the O-line and the way they have improved in their run blocking. They're a little more physical. I do think they had some softness to them, but they've been able to cover up some people. And maybe it is the defenses they've faced, but I sure am impressed with the way they've ran the ball, especially last week.
Let me ask you about the Lions in the NFC Championship game against the 49ers. Baker Mayfield, almost 350 or 60 yards in the air against them. Does that scare you a little bit that, you know, that Baker was able to do, you know, have his way with the secondary with the Lions?
Yeah, I think it's been a trend. It's not a one-off, that's for sure.
Right.
We've had some quarterbacks the last 6 weeks really put up some big numbers against the Lions secondary, and that's problematic. And, yeah, it's probably my biggest fear if I'm a Lions fan is can we keep them from, you know, hitting on big plays? Can we keep the pass yardage down? Obviously, Debo being 50-50, if he plays or not, that's a big thing for Lions fans to monitor as well. But I do think that Detroit offensively can play with anybody. but it's always been a deal for me. Their defense has to be able to at least limit big plays, to keep the ball in front of them some way. And I don't know that they're going to win any shootouts, but sometimes that's what these games become when their defense can't really stop people. Now, they can rush the passer a little bit, and that helps them. I don't know if that's going to be the case against the 49ers.
Randy, what do you think the Buccaneers should do with Baker Mayfield? You think maybe franchise tagging for a year or a three-year deal? And if something like
he
that
played well,
much,
yeah.
worth how much money?
Yeah. He's played really well. I know Baker doesn't want to move again, so I think there's probably motivation on both sides to make a deal. I don't think a franchise tag really does anything for them, just puts a Band-Aid on it. I think if you look at a deal, maybe like Geno signed in Seattle, Geno Smith, a year ago, something in that 25 to 30 million range, which is kind of a second-tier quarterback. I think there's a deal there to be made. And if they can structure it and not have to worry about a tag, it sure helps them cap-wise because they can do it at a reduced cap and allow them to continue to build around them. I think Baker has done a really good job there. He's ingratiated himself in the locker room. And I don't think a change for him or a change in another direction for the team warrants. I just think it's best to stick with the status quo for both of them right now.
All right, that's Randy Mueller.
All right, Randy,
check him out on the Football GM podcast. He's the host of that. Great stuff, Randy. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Take care, man.
Yep. Trash Talking Tuesday is now 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. You got 30 to 40 seconds to do so.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. And listen, folks, take the mystery out of the meat aisle with GoodRanchers.com. Enjoy 100% American steakhouse quality meat and seafood delivered straight to your door. Support local farms and enjoy $20 off plus free shipping with this code America. GreatRanchers.com, code America, American meat delivered. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to trash talk. It's Trash Talking Tuesday, now.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with Eric in Austin, Texas. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Eric, who you trashing?
What's up, Rob? What's up, Chris? I got two trashes for you real quick. Number one, I'm trashing Brian Johnson, former Eagles offensive coordinator, got fired this morning. How do you have 2,000-yard receivers and a 1,000-yard rusher, and yet our offense is still dog water? I'm so happy he's gone. Second, I'm trashing the Bucks. Because if they hire Doc Rivers, they officially don't want to win. Y'all said it before. The man does nothing but lose. He loses leads. Can't have it. Thanks for taking the call.
There you go.
It's hard
just
to argue.
Fire and
both
brimstone
of
right there. And both of those were strong, Chris, yeah. Right? No doubt. Let's go to Adam in D.C. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Adam?
My God, my favorite radio show. Hey, man, I want to trash two people, too. I want to trash Ryan Clark, the fashion model. He look like a fashion model when he sit up there more than he look like an analyst. Keep hating on my quarterback. Leave Brock Purdy's name out of your mouth. Stop being a hater and just watch the game. And I haven't called in a minute, guys. I just want to trash the Philadelphia Eagles fan base because why not? Ha-ha. Yeah, y'all guys. Talk to you later.
All right, man. Wow. He was holding on to that one, Chris, right? For the Eagles.
Yeah, he was.
Eagles fan. Let's go. Sean in Sacramento. Sean, how are you? Who you trashing?
My uncle's from another mother. My brother's behind the board. Welcome back, Chris. That bounce back was faster than I don't know what, man. My man can't be held down. Take a note, NBA players. But I'm trashing a couple of guys, too. Let's make it a two-piece for once. The MLB Hall of Fame voters. How did Gary Sheffield still not make it? 500 homers. 500 homers. And yet they're letting everybody else in through the door. Some stinky, Rob. But I'm going to also have to trash the Milwaukee Bucks. 30-13, number two in the East. They're running a mom-and-pop organization, and I hate it over there. Y'all are over here cutting great coaches but keeping two trash NBA players because of the brother of your superstar player. Get out of here, man. What kind of game are y'all running? Win a championship this year? No way. No how. Stop the crap. Stop it.
There he is. Our man Sean, all the way back from the Philippines.
Wow. Yeah, good stuff.
No yes. doubt, Sean. Thank you. All right, Will from Wisconsin. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Will?
Hey, man, I got to trash the one, the only one-pump Super Bowl chump, Sean Payton. Guy had everything to say about Lamar Jackson before you know, at the end of last season where, you know, Lamar, you know, was hurt, otherwise wasn't able to play, and talked about how he could have possibly lost that locker room. All the guy has done is come in and talk about Nathaniel Hackett, talk about Robert Saleh, and he's going to be paid. Should one of those other two coaches between Jim Harbaugh or Coach Belichick, if it's a done deal in Atlanta, but should John Harbaugh join the Chargers, the Broncos have just paid Sean Payton to be the highest paid, third best coach in his own division. Until he's able to coach that team up, until he's able to produce a winning season beyond the one Super Bowl that he had with, you know, with a little bit of undue incentive there for that defensive side of the ball. Until he does that, he needs to shut up and coach that team. Thanks, guys.
I almost forgot about the stuff about Lamar. I almost forgot that, Chris. Gary, in Houston, you're on the Odd Couple of Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Gary?
The 2005 Finals MVP, it should have been Manu Ginobili. He was the most impactful player in Games 1, 2, and 7. Duncan was only the most impactful for Game 6. And that Game 7, a big reason that game was even close was because Duncan was bricking shots left and right. There was even scattered booing when it was announced Duncan won the award because the fans knew he didn't deserve it. He got it just because he was the face of the franchise. It's one of the most egregious results in sports voting history.
2005, he's hanging on to that one. Chris, I remember the reporters from South America thought that Ginobili got, they thought like they robbed him. I remember the reaction from those players because that was against the Pistons.
Right.
In 2005. No and they were hot that he didn't win the MVP in the finals. Doubt. All right, we got time for Mace. Mace from San Diego, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Mace?
Chuck Knoblauch, the former second baseman for the Twins. Royals. Despite winning the Gold Glove Award in 97, the first year you joined the Yankees, you doubled your errors from 13 in 1998 to 26 in the subsequent season. An absolute embarrassment. You couldn't make a routine throw to save your life. You inherited the Steve Sachs syndrome. The two of you were cut from the same cloth. There's only one way the two of you can redeem yourselves, something the two of you won't manage to screw up. The two of you need to purchase a vacant swimming pool and fill it up with sulfuric acid. Once that's done, the two of you will purchase and throw into the pool every single Stanley Cup, that stupid fad that is taking America by storm, and people wasting $45 on a cup that does nothing special when you go to Walmart and buy the same cup for $5. What the hell's wrong with you people? This is the worst fad to come out since the stupid Beanie Babies in the 90s. Once every single one of those stupid cups has been thrown in the pool, the next item will be every DVD of that monstrosity of a show, The Idiot Kardashians, the show that is responsible for killing millions of brain cells for the shallow individuals of this country. And last but not least, that disgraceful product that's been emasculating men for the past 10 years. Every single pair of those hideous, emasculating, feminine-looking male skinny jeans.
Wow.
Man.
If we ever see Mace Rob, you know what I'm going to do?
What?
Go give him a hug.
Give him a hug. Can I?
He needs a hug.
Dude,
can we do a group
angry.
Hug, Chris? We'll do like a group hug like the
right.
Golden Girls.
He
we'll
needs a hug. He got a lot of anger
Chuck
in him. Not,
of all names.
Chuck
Hall
Knobloch?
Of fame, today's Hall of Fame Tuesday, who? Chris. And we're here about Chuck Knobloch, who
Rob,
couldn't throw
I was,
the ball from second to first.
You know, I never, you know, I didn't cover the Yankees as a beat writer.
Right.
But I did back him up. At the New York Times every blue moon. Like, I do a week in the summer, in the offseason, and cover the Yankees. And I was there when Knobloch was going through the yips.
Yep.
And it was sad because he was a great player.
It was
at
crazy.
One point. Yeah, yeah. All right, we got an hour left of the Odd Couple. Y'all know what to do. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.